This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Russell Branch Parkway Southeast in Leesburg.
Hey everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best-sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Daily Show Podcast.
Take us along when it's convenient for you. It's the Murphy, Sam & Jody Podcast every single day, plus after the show. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel and watch it.
Hey, real quick, I want to say a birthday shout out today. Today's my late dad's birthday.
All right.
So I'm sure he's hearing it somewhere. Anyway, happy birthday, Dane. We love you.
How old were you, man?
He would be 83. It would have been 83, yeah.
Switching gears here, I wanted to tell you guys about, we're all consumers, and we all go shopping, and sometimes you get upsold, and you know you're being upsold. I don't know how you feel about it when it happens, but I want to tell you that it can be a good thing. So the other day, I rolled into one of the big cosmetic places that smells fantastic, and the lights are all good. You know what I'm talking about. A little Sephora. Okay, so I'll roll in because that's where I buy my concealer, which I put underneath my little eyes, you know. And it's important that that's the correct one for me because it matches my skin tone. Underneath one of my eyes, I have a dark freckle that people have my whole life said, hey, you got something on your face.
Yeah, I always used to think it was part of your mascara that like
you used to tell me, you got something on your face. I'm like, yeah, it's a freckle. Uh-huh. Anyway.
I learned after a few years.
You find the right concealer and people stop doing that. And so I had found one and it was actually their brand. It was the Sephora brand. So I rolled in. I was about to be on the way home with dinner, Murph. And so I'm like, I need number 8 or whatever. I had the number saved in my phone, of course. I'm like, I need number 8. And it's like, oh, what do you think happened in the world of cosmetics? They changed the whole formula.
Sorry, ma'am. We don't carry number 8 anymore.
But can I get you 2 number 4s?
So I'm standing there, putting the little, testing out that same brand with their new formulas to try to match it. And I grabbed a 7 this time. And then the beautiful girl comes up. She's gorgeous and she's, may I help you? And I said, well, here's what's up. I used to be an 8. And she goes, yeah, they changed it all. So she sat me down at the mirror. Ah, la, la, la. And I wondered if I was about to get upsold to a higher, thing from the Sephora brand. And sure enough, she brings this other concealer out. And I'm like, okay, she's going to upsell me. And she did tell me I picked a good one in the Sephora and it would have been fine. But she put a different one on me and it's the best one I've ever used in my life. And it takes less. It really takes the tiniest little drop to cover it all. Okay. So sometimes when you're being upsold, and on the way out, she gave me samples.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you're being upsold, it is.
Don't automatically say no.
Don't automatically have the don't upsell me hat on.
Yeah.
It's such a cool experience. How to tell if you're being love bombed too soon in a relationship. And this title, I mean, everything has a cutesy title lately. Love bombing. You know what it means, do you? Do you know?
It just means being over the top too soon.
Correct.
Or maybe inappropriately soon with some things.
Yes.
Have you ever? It kind of explains itself.
It does. Yeah. Okay. Have you ever been in a love bombing situation that you can remember? Recall?
No, I have not been bombed, nor have I bombed. No.
Oh, good. Your pace is always on point, Sam. What about you, Murph?
It's almost like there are two aspects to that. One is trying too hard, and the other is being inappropriately soon with things.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So, like for me and you, Jody, when we were first together, I don't think I love bombed you, did I?
Absolutely not. It was very natural, steady, but very real. You couldn't have. Love bombing is also forcing something. When you want somebody really wants that badly and is sort of forcing it, is what also love bombing is. everything that happened between you and I was just very natural, and it was a slow build. It was a friendship first, and they say that that's what's that real whatever love it builds slowly.
So because you didn't love bomb him, did you?
No.
Oh no, no, she didn't love bomb me at all. Everything just kind of grew gradually to the point where Jody was actually a little frustrated that I didn't initially formally propose for marriage. Remember that? It just kind of evolved. I don't mean to sound stupid, but our relationship evolved to the place where it was the natural next step.
We knew we were getting married.
And so
there was never a proposal. Anyway.
I think I've made up for that since then.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But the other things I can remember when I was younger, I brought a girlfriend to Christmas probably too soon. She didn't know me at all.
First date?
It literally was the first date. It was like, just not.
I went out.
You can see it make the family uncomfortable.
Ooh,
you know?
That's not good. I went out with a guy a long time ago. I probably never even told you about him because I went out with him one time. And at the end of the date, you know what he said?
What?
I think I'm falling in love with you.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a military guy, a pilot.
Yeah.
And anyway, didn't go back out. I know. So my family said the same, but I was like, too much too soon. So too much too soon to, you know, pushing feelings that aren't really there, and control disguised as care can be love bombing too much. Look out for that. It's a red flag.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Apparently there is an upcoming biopic all about the life of Martha Stewart. And the most recent thing we got was a Netflix documentary in 2024. That one was called Martha.
Martha Stewart was indicted on criminal charges.
This is a targeted prosecution.
What's funny is that documentary was really thorough about her entire life. And she was a part of it. She was interviewed for it.
Mm-hmm.
But she denounced everything about it afterward. You know, that she didn't like the way they did some things. And rightly so. If it's your life, you know.
Yeah.
And it is true. You can sit down with someone, answer questions, and then those questions be sent back out into the world in a strange and different way.
Was Snoop featured in that?
Snoop was featured in that toward the end. It's a really good documentary, I thought. I think you would enjoy it.
Okay.
Even you, Sam. So here's what's up. There's talk of an actual biopic. And actress Kate Blanchett is attached to play Martha. Someone asked her recently on a red carpet what she thought about it.
I think there's something in the works right now with Blanchett. Yeah, Kate Blanchett.
Maybe.
Called Good Thing.
So the title of the film apparently would be Good Thing. And Martha didn't seem bothered by it. In fact, she didn't, you know, like, let anybody know if she was involved, but she seemed happy about it, and she was even smiling.
And Kate Blanchett, I mean, you can't go wrong there.
You cannot do better than that. How to get a good night's sleep even when you're away from home. Murphy, you need to know this with all of your travel and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't usually sleep well away from home.
Should I share my secret?
Sure, I want it. But some of these secrets are coming from experts and Olympians who are sleeping away from home right now.
Maybe one of them's the same secret.
Right, Murph. Let's hear it.
I bring my own blanket.
Yes, magic. He brings his magic sleeping blanket.
The heavy blanket?
I call it my magic sleeping blanket. It's the UGG one that Jody gave me a couple of years ago. And so it works as padding, you know, in the suitcase for equipment. But for some reason, I sleep better under it. And yes, I'm a grown adult and I bring my blanket.
What's so funny is that the backstory, you don't know this. I have looked and looked and looked for an UGG travel blanket and they don't sell them. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It would just be me buying you another UGG for travel. It's not the same thing. So
yeah. No, it has to go in the bigger suitcase for the record.
It's a thick blanket. Anyway, but that's one of the things. When you're sleeping somewhere else, make it your own as much as you can. So bring your own pillow, bring your own blanket, bring your comforts. If you sleep with a mask, do it. If you sleep with rain sounds or ocean sounds, bring that. Make it your own as much as you can, okay?
Sometimes I like the pillows better at the hotel, though.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
I know. Make sure your evening routine, even in a hotel or wherever you're staying, Airbnb, is calm. Warm shower, calming music. Breathing exercises, steer clear of too many screens and anything exciting on, you know, don't watch an exciting movie.
Okay.
The other thing is wake up at your consistent time. Whatever time you normally wake up, do that because it helps you. It helps your whole rhythm.
That makes sense. I guess that's easy as long as you haven't completely changed time zones.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what the advice is on that, because your circadian rhythm is different if you do that.
Your body knows.
Yeah, and your timing's off.
The clock can say one thing, but your body knows. Oh, and your timing's off. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Sam made a little joke.
Thank you. 5 second delay.
The other thing is, don't obsess over your sleep. Don't, even though we're talking about that, don't, if you have a gadget that's tracking your sleep, don't obsess over it, because it just, let it go. Mm. One not so great night's sleep is not going to ruin you. Hey, you can recover from one rough night.
Not always easy to roll with it, but sometimes, you know, takes the stressful part off.
You know, when you're laying there, this is when you're at home too, when you're laying there and you can't go to sleep, they do say a trick is to get up, do something, go get some water or whatever, then start the, go back to bed again. Don't just lay there obsessing. Like, start the routine over again in a short, mini sort of way.
Makes sense. Enjoy your Memorial Day. Normally, at this time, Jody has three things to know. It will return when we return.
I want to teach you a mammogram trick that I learned this week.
Okay.
Murphy, I told you about my mammogram earlier. I told everybody I had a mammogram this week. That's, the appointment sort of snuck up on me. And it's like, oh, you have this big appointment where I got my bone scan and my female visit and all of that. And I didn't know I was having a mammogram. So what did I do that morning?
Lots of coffee.
Lots of coffee.
Lots of caffeine.
I rolled in there putting the gown on, drinking a Dr. Pepper Zero. And I'm like, oh, wait, I'm about to have a mammogram. And one of the best things I ever heard from my friend, who is a mammography tech, stop caffeine the morning of, like hours before, because it causes your breast tissue to be more sensitive. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I usually do that trick. I didn't do that. But she also, my friend Lisa, who's taught me a lot about it, and I like to try to share this here, has also explained to me. I asked one time, we're sitting over coffee, I'm like, why do they have to press down so flat? Why is it such a
intrusive?
So much compression.
Mm-hmm.
And she explained it in a way that I want to share with you, because I used this mind trick this time while I was being compressed.
Ooh, okay.
Mind trick.
Well,
wow.
She explained that it's because the compression is important, because they don't want to miss anything. They want to get the best image they possibly can. If they don't compress it and get that best, as much image as they can, as much of that tissue, the doctor might miss something that's actually there.
Something could be hiding behind something else.
Correct.
In the photo.
The more dense your breasts are, the more, you know, difficult to see also. So I believe that visualization is important. You know, I said that recently. Whenever you drink water, imagine your organs getting the water. So it helps you just. So visualization is a thing to me. So while I was getting my mammogram with all the caffeine in my system, and yeah, it was, I felt it more. It was a more uncomfortable mammogram. But it's only a few seconds that you're compressed like that. I remember thinking, this is a good image. This feels this way because this is a good, clear image.
Smart.
It's a visualization trick. I'm just throwing it out there.
I think that's really smart.
When something like that's, you know, you're having a test that's a bit uncomfortable, realize there's a reason that it's uncomfortable.
How many seconds are they having to hold it like that? Do you
know, I don't know. It feels...
It probably feels like it's forever.
It feels
but
like 30 seconds to a minute. It's probably 30 seconds or less.
Okay.
But by the way, I got my results the very next day. Perfectly good and clean mammogram. So grateful for that.
Social Media Connect.
Let's hear from you. This is your show. This is your place.
Got an email from MurphySamAndJody.com for you, Jody, from Jane.
Hey, Jane.
Jane said, I heard Jody say that she's unable to have chocolate. I'm unable to have chocolate as well.
Oh.
How does Jody handle it?
Jane. That's so sad to me. Is there anything else in that email?
Yeah, there's more. I have a lot of people come to me and say they could not live if they could not have chocolate. So just wondering if Jody has the same issue.
Does she say that it's that it's allergy, or does she say it?
No, she just can't have it.
No reason.
Well,
she just can't have it.
The truth of the matter is I can have chocolate now. Jane, I was told I couldn't have it when I was a child. My pediatrician told my mother in front of my face she can't have chocolate, cheese, or peanut butter.
And one he was probably smoking a cigarette at that time.
Yeah,
right?
He was.
Yes!
One fateful day when I was a child. And I remember my mom and whole family took that so seriously that they would, when I would go to my grandma's house, they would put the peanut butter out of my reach and things like that. And so, yeah, I had Twinkies instead of Ding Dongs when I was a kid. It made me want chocolate more as a child.
I'm not a pediatrician, but what did he base this on? Did he do tests?
From what I remember, I couldn't stop coughing.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know.
But he didn't get the skin test or anything.
There were no tests. Uh-huh. No, he was just, he just threw
he
that
just
out.
He just put down his cigarette and made the eating.
Yeah.
Right.
So well, how did I handle it, Jane? I snuck food. A very unhealthy relationship with food began.
Fortunately, though, you weren't really allergic. Otherwise, it would have been a problem. It would have made you sick.
No, when I stay with my grandmother, I would steal those individually wrapped Kraft cheese slices, mm-hmm. and I would hide them in the room I was sleeping in and eat one later by myself. Such a bad...
I just picture that. Jody's brother, Jimmy, and her grandmother walking up. Here you go, Jimmy. Here's a handful of Hershey's Kisses. And yeah. Jody, here's some celery.
Actually, here's your zero candy bag. Because they thought white chocolate wasn't chocolate.
You didn't tell them, like, hey, I've been experimenting with cheese and chocolate and we're good?
No, I wasn't that savvy. Yeah. Are you kidding? Plus, I would have to admit that I had lied.
Oh, that's right.
They never noticed you smelled like peanut butter?
I obviously didn't handle it, but... all love to you, Jane. Maybe test it out with your doctor. Morning pick-me-up today is the ultimate pick-me-up in your day. Hopefully, if you're able to work it out, how to take the perfect nap. I know some people struggle to nap. I live for a nap, and it revitalizes me. I literally have 2 days.
Yeah.
I have the first part of my day, a nap. Murphy knows it. And then the second part of my day.
Yeah. BN and AN, huh? Before nap and after nap.
You know, Jody's nap, though, sometimes when people think nap, they think hours, and that's not what Jody's saying. Jody's actually taught me the perfect way to nap, because if you catch it before you go into REM sleep, you're revived. If you go past that, you're going to be in a slumber.
Right.
And for me, that sweet spot's 20 minutes.
Me right? too.
I have to set a clock for it, but it's a sweet spot.
Do y'all have a problem falling asleep real quick when it's nap time?
I do not.
No, not at all.
No, that's at nap time, I need it. My brain is like, stop.
Yeah. It's weird because I'll start, breathe, but I'll think I can't go to sleep, and then I'm out.
So here is how to do it. Science-backed, okay, that this can sharpen your brain function and help you feel refreshed and give you a better second part to your day, or a really good second part to your day. The time to snooze matters. Early afternoon is best, 1 or 2 o'clock. 3 or beyond, not the greatest, but, grab what you can. The best would be 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 20 minutes. And the length matters, 20 to 30 minutes. You can push 30, but if you go beyond that, the slump, you'll be looking like a zombie.
You're
going
to get in REM sleep. And the reason for that is because all the chemicals your body produces to put you in deep sleep are literally sedating. I mean,
I can always tell when Murphy's gone longer than 20, 30
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it wrecks me for the rest of the day. But that 20 minutes, it's like starting the day all over again, and it's very helpful.
The best trick is last. I'm going to share it with you last. But make sure your environment is calm, quiet, and cool.
Yeah.
Okay? It's about your body temperature as well. So if the room is cool and you have a nice blankie, that's perfect because the blankie can come off of you if you get too warm.
Dark is nice, too.
Dark is nice, too. Set an alarm, but don't snooze through it. That's a nap rule.
Mm-hmm.
There's no snooze in a nap. There's only the alarm. Okay, nap's over. The coolest thing, though, is you can have a little caffeine boost right before. You can have some sips of coffee before your nap because it's not going to set in until 20 or 30 minutes. Uh-huh. So when you wake up, you get the benefit of your caffeine boost. Enjoy.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
I am so excited to tell you about Cape Fear, the new Apple TV adaptation of the movie Cape Fear. Now, the one that I knew and that terrified me was Robert De Niro and Nick Nolte and Jessica Lange in 1990. Juliette Lewis was in it.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that movie. This Apple TV series that's coming, limited series, Javier Bardem, I don't want him to be scary. But he plays Max Cady. Here's a little bit of the trailer.
I had a good life once, too.
We did what we thought was right.
Amy Adams.
Talk about having it all.
Oh, wow.
Patrick Wilson.
You deserve this.
Is that blood?
Something's really wrong.
Do you remember how good and scary Robert De Niro was as this felon who gets out of prison, who comes back for the prosecutor who cut the wrong deal and was responsible for putting him away, decided to terrorize his family? Yeah. I'm still blown away by that story. And I want to say the old movie was like Robert Mitchum.
Yeah, it was Robert Mitchum.
Oh, so this is the third remake.
Yes, yeah. It is. But okay. Javier Bardem.
I think that's a good choice.
I know, but
he can be sinister.
I know, but he's so handsome. Okay,
he's too handsome to be mean.
No, he's not. Amy Adams is in this too, Murphy. I know you love her. So
this
is on Apple TV. The first episode premieres Friday, June 2nd, and the new episodes follow every Friday all the way through the summer.
Social media connect.
Emails rolling in to murphysamandjody.com and messages on social. This is from Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Dear Jody and Murphy,
How
do you not constantly crack up at Sam's side comments and jokes?
Actually, we do.
So
that you know, yes.
Why do you think we're so happy? almost every day, there is something that Sam slips in that has me giggling and messing up my makeup while getting ready. And you guys move on like it's nothing. How? Love you guys from Megan. You know, that is so sweet. And you're right. I guess we do sort of move on because we have to, but you do crack us up every day, and I am grateful for it.
You know, it's funny about what Megan says is like we will do something, and I'll slip one of those zingers in, and she's right. There are times where y'all just keep going, carrying on, and then when we go back and like watch the video of it, Sam said that.
Yeah, right. Guess we should have done that during the show. Yeah.
Recently, just the other day, you're like 5 second delay. You know, sometimes it happens that way. But, you know, we don't take you for granted. I will say that.
I think our brains are on fast forward sometimes.
Yeah.
We're used to you for sure. But I don't think I take you for granted because I can't tell you, and I'm glad Megan sent this, how many times, and I'm not trying to embarrass you, Sam, but how many times I've thought at the end of the day, I'm so glad that we laugh as much as we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we all make each other laugh, but Sam, you're the king of it.
Yeah. And it's not just you guys either. I mean, I think it's because I can't keep my mouth shut with that kind of stuff, that it's just so much that you can't. Yeah, because it happens with family members and friends.
You're always throwing something out.
Yeah.
It's always been, I mean, since day one that I met you, that's exactly what has been. It's been.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a riot.
Don't think we don't sometimes just laugh at home and have little side combos about, you hear what Sam said today?
Well, yeah. It used to really irritate my first wife. She used to say, why don't you marry Sam?
Yeah, you heard that one, didn't you?
Laura sent this. Hey, Murphy, Sam, and Jody. I'm the bus driver who emailed you about how I listen to the show every morning with the kids. Jody, I made the cabbage roll soup, and it's the best recipe I've ever had for it. High school students begged me to bring some, but I don't think that would be clean on the bus. It would be too messy. Also, the second part of this email is for Sam. I hope you find a rescue dog soon.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks, Murphy, Sam, and Jody, for keeping a smile on my face. Truly, Laura C., bus driver number 12.
Well, thank you, Laura. Enjoy your Memorial Day. Normally, at this time, Jody has three things to know. It will return when we return.
There is something that you can do. Maybe you can't fit it into your life every day, but when you can do it, it's a relaxing, calming activity that actually burns calories.
Oh.
You know what this is, right? We've talked about it a couple times.
No. What?
You don't remember this?
Nope.
Sam, you were excited to hear it.
What is it?
A hot bath.
Oh.
Actually burns calories. It can. Now.
Really?
It's not a substitution for actual exercise because actual exercise stimulates your muscles in a way, you know, like. Yeah, resistance.
I'm not moving in a hot bath to
You're
burn
not.
Calories.
A 60-minute. Now, that's a long time to be in a hot bath. I love it. I love a long bath. Can burn up to 140 calories. It's not a replacement for exercise, but it triggers the release of something called heat shock proteins, which also can improve blood sugar.
Really?
How you like that?
Interesting.
Yeah. Murphy's a shower man.
Yeah,
though.
I'm not a bath person. I don't have time for that. Unfortunately, I just thought it. When I was a kid, but I mean, I don't know. I just
heats up your body.
Yeah.
Well, I spend about 40, 45 minutes in the tub, so.
I spend a long time in there, too.
Probably like 120 calories.
Temperature matters. It needs to be hot enough to raise your core body temperature.
Okay.
You know, sometimes when I get out of the bath, you know this, Murphy, I'm so hot.
You're always
worried I'm going to be cold.
Yeah, that's actually what I first thought, is that it's the temperature change in your body, and your body's having to readjust. That's what's burning the calories.
Yeah. if you soak in hot water for too long, if you have dry skin, that's not good for your skin too. So there's benefits. You know, if you're really dry.
So you can last 45 minutes in the tub. That's unbelievable.
Well, here's the deal. You know, I got my water in the tub and it's hot. Mm-hmm. And as I'm sitting there and relaxing, reading or whatever,
reheat the water?
Yeah, if it gets cold,
your foot.
I can reach with my foot, so I don't have to get up or anything.
Okay.
Just kick the hot water on for, you know, 10 or 15 seconds.
But you don't, like, get all wrinkly and stuff after 45 minutes?
Oh, I do. Great. My fingers especially. You know that. It's so funny that you find it funny that he would. I do it all the time for, like, an hour.
I guess I don't notice that when you're in the tub. It just doesn't seem like it's that long.
Mm-hmm. Does adding a bath bomb or a bubble bath burn any more calories?
Oh, you're thinking the effervescence burns off calories?
That just burns your man card. Yeah. Just joking. When I want Murphy to watch something with me or binge something with me, I know that it probably needs to be a documentary because Murphy. And that's fine.
I love a good story, but I love a story in somebody that I identify with. You know?
So we finally started watching the Billy Joel documentary on HBO Max. It's called And So It Goes.
Sometimes it's alien to me, this guy Billy Joel. I don't know who that is or what that is.
What an incredible documentary. If you think you like him even just 10%, what a story. Have you finished this yet, Sam?
I haven't finished it, no.
You watched the first part?
I watched part of the first part, yeah.
Oh, it is mind-blowing. You know what the thing about it is? It's long, but it is so well told, and you see so many different things about him that you never knew. And here's the thing. Executive produced by Tom Hanks and Sean Hayes, and it's an HBO documentary. It's got all the elements to be the perfect documentary.
So we finished the first, which is movie length. We spent a couple of nights just watching it and being like, oh, what? And when I realized, Murphy, you know, I never really understood why I felt a connection to Billy Joel, but now I do. And people will say this, one of the reasons that Taylor Swift is the artist she is today is because she's so personal in her music. Everything that she writes is so personal. Well, I didn't realize that Billy Joel is the same. Every single song
is so personal.
Like from stories in his living room, in his life, in his car.
I didn't know that his songs chronicled his life like that, but it is true. It's every single song.
He wrote nothing throwaway. Yeah. It's all from a very deep place, and I never realized that. And so, wow, it's really well made. What's funny is that I was surprised that you didn't ask me to go ahead and watch the second part yet, because you haven't gotten to Christy Brinkley yet.
Yeah.
Uptown Girl. It could have been a Mozart piece.
Are you the man singing Uptown Girl?
That's me.
So I just want to highly recommend it, and I can't wait to finish it. Can we watch a little bit more tonight, Murph? I think Christy's right around the bend.
Yeah. I am all in.
It's called Billy Joel, and So It Goes. It's on HBO Max. If you ever reach out to us and ask a question, I want you to know we remember you. And sometimes I can't get you off my mind. And that's because I want to address this. Jane had emailed the show like yesterday. And Sam, you read this email where she was asking, hey, Jody, I understand you can't have chocolate. I can't either. How do you deal?
Yeah.
And I think we answered with these ha-ha funny stories of the fact that I couldn't when I was a child.
Yeah, when you were a child, you can have it now. But, we've poked fun of that over the years. You've laughed at it over the years because the doctor misdiagnosed you.
Completely. Yeah. But so the truth of the matter is I can have chocolate. I could then. We just didn't know that. And so you've been on my mind, Jane, because I feel like I did not answer you.
Yeah.
And so I've been thinking about you, and I just wanted to say the only advice I could say is like I've never heard of anybody not being allowed to have chocolate, not being able to have chocolate. But if it were me, of course, I'm sure you've explored all the substitute options. You guys are aware there's a substitute for chocolate.
I know they have plant-based chocolate now, too.
Right. And so you would have to talk to your doctor about that. But it'll send you on a journey of tasting different things. And
well,
you
can... there actually are some candy bars that are coated in carob anyway. I think Butterfinger doesn't really have real chocolate in it.
What? Really?
I think it is. I think. Yeah. I mean, look, I could be wrong. If you've got an allergy, double check me on that. But right. I'm almost positive it's coated in carob, not chocolate.
You know, years ago, I had
all those years.
Yeah.
Not because of an allergy, but because when I worked at the health club years ago, this, you know, guy was one of our bosses was very careful about everything he put in his body. And he had that instead of chocolate. He was going, hey, why don't you try some, Jody? And of course, I was like, this is not chocolate.
What's it taste like?
Chocolate-ish. No. It tastes nutty. It's a rich, velvety, nutty taste. It's not quite as rich as chocolate, but it is the closest.
Use your teeth to strip off the top of a Butterfinger, and that's what it tastes like.
So well,
I'm just saying.
What
know,
I wanted
it.
To say, Jane, that is this. Weird. When you are told you can't have something, or when you self-restrict, let's just say you're on some sort of diet, the best thing to do is focus on what you can have, not what you can't. You're not going to be able to focus on chocolate.
You'll never be happy.
No, you can focus on hopefully you can have peanut butter. Yeah. Hopefully you can have nut butters or other things that would bring you some sort of velvety, decadent feeling. Because chocolate is supposed to be consumed in small amounts anyway, as a special treat anyway.
All right, so, I'm wrong about Butterfinger. Homemade Butterfingers apparently have. Yeah, I know.
Okay. Who's got time for that?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I wanted you to know, Jane, because you've been on my mind.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
So we found out last week that Amazon MGM Studios are ready to cast our next James Bond. They've got that casting director. She's very famous for putting the right people in the right places. She casted like Game of Thrones and The Crown and all of that.
Haven't had to do it in a while, though, because Daniel Craig was Bond for so long.
I'm saying those are tough shoes to fill, but it's time, okay? It's time. So they say if you're, you know, a young actor with an accent, you're in the running. But the word is at the Cannes Film Festival, she was asked directly, what exactly are you looking for this time? And she said, there are two things we are looking for. You've got to ooze sex appeal.
Yeah.
Yes. And you have to be young enough to reprise the role at least four more times. They want at least a 5-movie commitment.
Okay.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
Which is fair. So that means anything's a go as long as you're young enough and want to do it because it's grueling. To me, Daniel Craig is a hard act to follow because he was just so masculine.
Yeah.
James Bond.
Honestly, I think he, and I know it's heresy to say that Sean Connery's not, because I know Sean Connery was the original, but I think Daniel Craig was just so good.
Well, he was my favorite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were telling you last week, I think it was, about how to turn your home or how to make your home smell like a luxury hotel. You know, when you walk into like a Westin or a Ritz-Carlton, they have their own scent customized for them by these high dollar fragrance houses.
And they smell so much better than you can find at a store.
Yeah, they do.
And that, you know what? How brilliant, because it makes you feel like you want to be there. Yeah. And if it's consistent, it's like, man, I want to stay here. It's so smart. I know you said you looked it up once. You were at a hotel years ago, and you were trying to buy the scent. And
yeah, they are very expensive, and in order to have the scent work, you got to have a diffuser to go with it.
Yeah, they're cold air diffusers. It's a very different, it's like a dry vapor technology.
So, for an example here, if you want the Hilton scent, which is called White Tea and Thyme, the company that makes it and sells it, it's $50.
The Wallflowers at Bath and Body Works are $3.95.
But you have to have the vessel for
it. So if you want the entire, the big 27-ounce refill bottle, it's $229.
Exactly. And you're just trying to fill one room. Think about how expensive it is for them to fill their entire space that way. Mainly it's in their lobbies. Understand when you first walk in, it envelops you. And that's where I'm taking you this. They scent profile. It's not like that's so heavy in the rooms, but it is like that in the lobbies. And that's how you should think about scent profiling your home. For living areas, you should have warm, inviting scents, the kind that hotels have. That's like sandalwood. It's like cedar. It's like amber. White tea is a very big one. Bergamot is mentioned a lot. Yeah. For a lot of hotels have that.
That's
sort
a happy
of,
scent.
It is.
Very sunshiny.
For bedrooms, you are looking for relaxing, calming scents like lavender, white tea again, chamomile.
And keep in mind, for every one of these that you're adding on,
dollars.
Yeah.
Ching,
you have to have a diffuser in the living room. You have to have a diffuser in the bedroom.
For bathrooms, you want something.
Another diffuser.
Clean and fresh. They say, like, citrus is really popular in bathrooms. I think in kitchens, too. I think citrus. Mm-hmm. And for home offices, Murphy, don't you want to know? Something energizing and bright for mental. Citrus again, and peppermint is popular.
Oh, yeah.
Peppermint is one of those that really works on the mind. Yeah, I love that.
We need to get some of that for your home office.
Man cave, yeah.
They said the Big Apple had everything. Now it has more. The wait is over. Live table games have arrived in the Big Apple. Every roll, every shuffle, every spin happens right here. 24/7. Only at Resorts World New York City. Experience blackjack, baccarat, craps, and roulette. It's not just a whole new world. It's a world like no other. Resorts World New York City. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Standard message rates apply.
250 years ago, America made a promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Since 1903, Harley-Davidson has been living it out on the open road, at the next exit ramp, with old friends, new ones, and the next generation of riders. Because the best part of any promise is keeping it. Harley-Davidson Motorcycles. Ride.